On Robin Hood Radio right now, it's a pleasure to welcome in Maria Horn, our state representative in Hartford. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Marshall.
And Maria's been on quite a bit with COVID-19 and everything. We always try to touch base with a legislative update at least once every 2.5-3 months, but it's been a lot more than that lately. And I guess first things first, Maria, with your view and Hartford view of COVID-19 in Connecticut, and how are things progressing, looking at the way the governor and the state and the legislator looks at it?
You know, it's interesting because we are in the moment where we are starting to think about opening up. There's a big May 20th around the corner, and there are some very explicit goals in place for certain kinds of businesses that will open up. And just in the last couple of days, we got more specific regulations about how those businesses are going to open up, which means that we're looking around at other states and other countries, and some of whom have experienced an uptick. And, when we start to open up a little bit, what that means is we lose some control. And, I have a parallel conversation going on in my house because I have, two college-age kids living here and my one recent graduate out in the world who are starting to think about, traveling for a job for the summer, trying to work, things loosen up, that means there's risks that we can't control anymore, which means, among other things, all of the social distancing things, masks, hand washing, all that stuff is more important than ever. And I know that when you start to see statistics start to improve, which is it has to underpin the opening on May 20th, there are a whole set of public health regulations that the governor lays out in his press conferences every day in terms of how we're doing. And, hospitalizations are going down, testing is going up, but it's not quite there to the level that we expect it to be. The trend is good, but that, especially as we open up, we're going to need more testing. And so that's a critical factor to look at.
Yeah, and along with that testing, really tracers as well. That's going to be something that the federal government to all 50 states really is going to have to kick in and help monetarily wise, because you're going to need literally probably 1,000 people at least in each state to do the tracings.
Yep. Massachusetts hired about 1,000 people. It may even be more than that now. What Connecticut has done is we've used about 300 public health employees throughout the state to deploy as contact tracers, and then an additional 400 to 500 volunteers from academic institutions, so who have appropriate training, but they're volunteers, because Connecticut on itself doesn't have the ability to hire 1,000 people. States like Connecticut are in charge of the how. The regulations about how we're going to, open up things, how we're going to keep people safe, how we're going to protect the economy. But the federal government has to provide the way to do it, which is to say the resources behind it, because states just can't do it.
It's interesting to look at it. As a nonprofit, we operate the Bargain Barn, and the Bargain Barn is slated to open up on the 20th. And we have been getting it, I'll give the state a lot of credit. We've gotten a lot of information up front, so we've been able to spend money with protective barriers for the people that work for us in both locations. So we've been able to purchase signage to put up, and even a temperature measurer for when people come in. And we've figured out how we're going to lay out the store and how we're going to let people in. We realize by setting all this up, yes, May 20th is the date that's been set, but we also realize that there's anything that could happen that might even get in that way. I think people have to be focused on the fact that everybody wants things to open up on a slow basis, but if there's any chance that things will get out of control, I know us as a business, if the state says to us, we're not ready yet, you can't open on the 20th, we'll accept that. But, it was pointed out to me this week, and I wasn't reporting on it, the number of cases in Torrington of COVID cases is absolutely stunning. 422 at last count. New Milford, which is much bigger, only has 224. I mean, this is a problem that you can see looking at the state. There's individual hotspots in the state, and you look at the country, there's individual hotspots. And if you were to take Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts out of the national equation, the incidence of COVID-19 is actually going up. The only reason it appears to be going down is because New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts appear to have been on the other side of that curve now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is a situation where the details matter. You really have to get granular and look at, the nationwide statistics tell you one thing, but you have to look at some areas that have had a really, like New York, which account for a massive number of the infections throughout the country, is now starting to bring them down, but it's still a big number.
Yeah.
And other areas in the state that are opening up are now starting to spike again. So we have in Torrington, particularly driven by some troubling nursing home situations, those numbers are climbing. Whereas, other parts of the 64th district at least have had a fairly low and stable infection rate.
And getting back to the nursing home, of course, we had that one horrible story out of Litchfield with Athena. Is the state following through on their promise to really, I think they must be, because this is why we're finding out about all of these deaths all of a sudden. They going into these nursing homes and making sure they're doing things correctly.
Yes, and that was again, one of the issues here underlying some of this is the fact that for good budgetary reasons, we have cut back on state employees by about 16% over the last decade. And that's obviously helped us from a fiscal perspective, but it's having consequences right now. And among them are, DPH does not have the kind of staffing that they used to have. They used to have people who could do contact tracing. They don't anymore, which is why we have to gear up from zero, pretty much. And they, so they didn't have enough people to do the kind of inspections in nursing homes that they needed on an urgent basis, which is why the National Guard was called in to do it. And I think the National Guard is now going to start offering not just inspections, but also testing. The next goal we need to meet is to test everybody in nursing homes. And it is, I think the governor's been, they've been doing a very good job, first of all, just in listening, getting out, responding to concerns, making corrections where they've needed to. This is an urgently developing situation. You got to get out and do things. And then when it turns out those things need to be adjusted, I think we've been doing that pretty well. But that doesn't mean that there aren't, nursing homes have been a tragic area, particularly Litchfield Woods, which is in Torrington. The state has been getting out and doing inspections and trying to handle things in a constructive way. And I know sometimes there's a call for, people are afraid. I can't, my mom, both my parents were in a nursing home at the end of their lives. And I look at it through that lens all the time, if I had to watch that scary situation, particularly from a distance. So I understand people have an emotional reaction, and we need to channel that emotional reaction into PPE, into infection policies, into making sure that staffing levels are adequate, that staff are getting paid appropriately, that they're given housing if they need it to be safe from their families if they're, facing infection. We need to make sure that we're paying attention to those all those details every single day, because it's a frightening situation.
Well, as I said, as you're in your first term, it's been quite a first term for you in Hartford. We got about a minute or so left. Give us some news that can bring us out on an uplifting basis, Maria.
Well, I think that one of the really great parts of this is that the response that people in our area, but also, throughout the state, have had to, when they're healthy and they're okay, they're constantly looking for ways to help other people. I mean, I've talked about this before, but the 5th District Mask Project has now made 5,000 masks for first for the frontline healthcare workers, and then expanding to other people who didn't, other vulnerable populations who didn't have access to them, other nonprofits. That is extraordinary. And the number of volunteers involved in that, I know it's well over 200, is people want to contribute to something. I mean, I heard a dear friend of mine, Maria Kutson-Skinner, who runs McCall Behavioral Health in Torrington, which, they an addiction recovery facility. They're dealing with a lot of stress. Their clients are in a lot of stress right now. But she told me the morale of her workforce has never been higher, because people understand the need, to help people and to have, purposeful work that's going to bring us forward, and that's a deeply meaningful thing. So along with the fear, there's also, a powerful hope and action that's happening in our community, and that's a great thing. And I think we're going to learn a lot from that.
Well, good luck and keeping up on keeping on. Is the legislature going to meet anytime soon where you all get together like you used to, or is that still on the back burner?
It is. I mean, the talk is that we will have a special, the governor will call a special session sometime in June. No one knows how or what that means. I mean, we do need to have a special session to do deficit mediation we need to balance our budget. So, the question, are we going to vote from our offices in Hartford? I don't know. We're all trying to figure that out. And I know our staff is concerned because they all work in, pretty confined quarters. And I think my staff, I've had terrific staff, and they have worked fabulously, from their homes. And they've all got families, and, we have to take care of them as well. But I do think we will, pretty sure we will have a session of some kind in June if it's at all manageable.
Maria, thanks for joining us this morning, and have a great day.
Thank you, Marshall. Same to you.
Take care. Our representative in Hartford, Maria Horn, this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, that interview will be up on our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com, on demand.